The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information. It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. Hey, it's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show, the show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be free from your health problems when you become your own doctor and identify the underlying root causes of your health issues. Our topic of the day is blood pressure. This is something that so many people have been asking us about lately, and I have to be transparent and honest with you. I am shocked at the number of people who say, I take a blood pressure medications, my blood pressure's managed, I'm good, and yet I'm here to tell you guys, new research is showing if you're medicating your blood pressure, you're making your numbers look good, but you're not addressing the underlying root cause. It's this major issue that is now being termed, what is this called? The oxidative switch. And if you have the oxidative switch going on and you're medicating your blood pressure, as you can see, you're addressing the symptoms, but we're not going deep enough to the underlying root cause. And as a result, most people that I work with will say, well, I started with one and then it turned into two. And you know where I'm going with this. Then it turned into three. Then my doctors got concerned. And then before you know it, I'm taking even more. And I'm here to tell you there is a way out of this mess, especially when it comes to your blood pressure. In order to do this, we have to talk about underlying root causes, okay? What actually is blood pressure? Not 120 over 80, what's the normal numbers, et cetera, because I'm going to share with you one thing. The American Heart Association, the American Academy of Cardiology, et cetera, they are all trying to redefine normal blood pressure, lowering it such that 120 over 80 is no longer considered normal. That soon, and even right now today, is going to be considered pre-hypertensive. Now, why are they doing this? Well, heart disease is continuing to climb. More people are having high blood pressure. Their thought is if we can control it sooner, if we can diagnose people with pre-hypertension and get them into a medicative control, maybe we can fix this issue. But I'm here to tell you, pouring gasoline on a fire doesn't put it out. It only makes it worse. And so if we want to discover how to solve a high blood pressure for you, if you're taking some sort of a, you know, blood pressure lowering medication, a diuretic, an ACE inhibitor, a calcium channel blocker, an alpha blocker, etc., we need to go down real deep and say what's creating this blood pressure issue, solve that, and then watch. Body can heal by itself. Did you know that 9 in 10 Americans are expected to develop high blood pressure by the time they are 65 years old? That comes as a shock to me. 90% of people over the age of 65 could be in a high blood pressure state. And with this in mind, I hope you recognize blood pressure is a major risk factor for cardiovascular disease. It is a leading cause of death in cardiovascular disease. And I would hope you would understand getting your blood pressure under control naturally is one of the most important things you can do, not only just to prevent an effect from happening, but the research is actually suggesting you can extend your life, you can have better quality, you can have health and vibrance and vitality, not just with controlling your blood pressure, but making sure that your heart is healthy. So this series that we're hosting over the next 3 weeks is going to be how to attack blood pressure, cholesterol, palpitations, arrhythmias, heart health issues from a natural perspective. Okay, listen to this. A large randomized control study that was done at the Cochrane Collaboration found that antihypertensive medications, so these are the things like, again, the calcium channel blockers, the ACE inhibitors, the alpha blockers, etc., that are used to treat mild hypertension. So that's anybody that's in the range of 140 to 150 over 90 to 99, did not reduce the complications or the risks there of death as a result. So wait a second. The medications that are being used to tell you we got to do this, okay? We have to lower this. We got to get it down. Otherwise, you might have this. You might have that. The research is actually showing there's no reduction whatsoever in potential future complications. So we have to look at this and say, is it actually the blood pressure that's the problem? No, it's the symptom. Is the blood pressure the cause of the issue? No, it's the effect. So now that we understand this, if we are going to treat this, we don't want to treat the effect. We want to go down to the underlying root cause. And what's going to shock you is that for most of you, your blood pressure is not caused by your genetics. It's not caused by your salt intake per se. It's not. It's more likely caused because of these underlying root issues. And I'm going to go over number one, okay? This is very important. And as I do this, I want to throw out just a small little tidbit and an offer, okay? We have had a tremendous request for people as of late coming into our clinics in the Charlotte area saying blood pressure, cholesterol, palpitations, arrhythmias. So I am hosting a holistic heart health event to help you. If you or a loved one that you know is taking a statin, a blood pressure medication, or something for their heart health, on Saturday, July 8th, I'm hosting a free online holistic heart health summit. Okay, this event is in the comfort of your home. Okay, you simply register by texting the word heart to 704-906-2094. Give us your name and email as well so we can connect with you. So that's heart plus your name and email texted to 704-906-2094. You're going to get my heart health ebook. It's a complete ebook on fixing heart disease. Underlying root causes, things you can do right now. Like you could start implementing it today and be a testimonial for us on the event. And at the event, I'm going to break down the three main functional root causes. We're going to talk about some of these today, how you can test for them. Because here's the thing, your medical doctor, primary care physician is not checking you for the root causes of potential heart health issues. I guarantee you they're not. Okay, they're looking at your cholesterol numbers, they're looking at your blood pressure, they're seeing if they're in a range that can medicate or not, but they're never going deep enough to look for the causes of this. Okay, so we're going to reveal those tests, how you can get them. We're going to walk you through a three-step heart health restoration program that we've developed over the last 15 years. We've seen blood pressure skyrocket down, like reducing. We've seen cholesterol down, arrhythmias disappear. I promise you, if you're looking for a way out of a heart health issue, this is your opportunity. Pick up your cell phone, open up your messaging app, text the word heart plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. The event is in about 2.5 weeks. We want you to get registered now because it's going to fill up quickly. So again, heart, name and email, 704-906-2094. Again, if you're taking a blood pressure, cholesterol medication, a statin, if you're doing something for your heart health and you're looking for a natural way out, that's the event for you. Heart, name and email, texted to 704-906-2094. Okay, so what are the common causes of hypertension? And you're not going to hear me list out your family history. They've disproven that. Okay, you can have genetically identical twins and one gets blood pressure issues, the other doesn't. Okay, so if it's our genes, that would be impossible. They've discovered that salt intake actually has no direct correlation. It is instead the amount of the retention of the sodium, which you're going to learn today, is because of this oxidative switch. If you have oxidatively switched, your body retains the sodium and thus we create an elevation in blood pressure. If you get out of the oxidative switch, you start excreting that excess sodium, your blood pressure starts to come down. And if you follow our heart health diet, you're going to find out that specific salts, including Celtic, Himalayan, and sea salts, can actually lower your blood pressure when done in conjunction with diet and supplementation. So here we go. Common causes of high blood pressure that most people are not addressing. Number one, it's not your blood pressure that's the issue, it's your blood sugar. And I know you know where I'm going with this, especially if you've been listening to our show for any duration of time. Sugar is the primary inflammatory cause for humanity. And under stress, our bodies are going to highly secrete hormones, cortisol and insulin, that drive a pathway of taking the carbohydrates you eat and storing them as fat. And these pro-inflammatory pathways with cortisol and insulin start to create a destruction in the endothelial lining of our walls of our arteries, which can cause scarring, rigidity, even reduced pliability, so they're not as loose. And as a result, blood pressure goes up. Number two, if your blood sugars are slightly elevated, I want you to think of it as your blood is very syrupy or very sweet. So the higher your blood sugar, the thicker your blood, the harder it is for your body to physically push this blood through the vessels, and the pressure has to go up to compensate. And then we know that sugar is also an anti-nutrient. So it sucks nutrients out of your body. And here's something fascinating, right? In 2014, in the journal Pharmacy and Therapeutics, they released a study, I'm holding it up for our webcam viewers, those of you watching our live stream, that says hypertension, is it time to replace drugs with nutrition and nutraceuticals? And this was a very fascinating article, guys, because what they discovered is that sugar as an anti-nutrient depletes your body of minerals and vitamins. So the higher your blood sugars, the lower your vitamins and minerals, and thus the effect starts to become we can't control this thing called inflammation and oxidation. And in the study, they actually show you a breakdown. Here's all the nutrients that can be natural diuretics. Here's all the nutrients that can act as calcium channel blockers or beta blockers or angiotensin converting enzyme inhibitors, ACE inhibitors, etc. I'm going to give you just a brief summary so you can hear this, all right? Did you know that vitamin B6, celery juice, potassium, vitamin C, magnesium, and calcium, CoQ10, and hawthorn berry can actually help you to increase urinary output? So if you're taking a water pill, we can start to look at nutrients that can help to naturally increase the body's ability to excrete urine, decreasing fluid intake, and helping to lower blood pressure. Vitamin B6, celery juice, vitamin C, potassium, magnesium, CoQ10, carnitine, and hawthorn berry. And I'm going to put this list on our website, AskDrErnst.com, so you guys can get more information about this. But listen, calcium channel blockers, okay, these are very highly prescribed medications. Alpha lipoic acid, magnesium, vitamin B6, vitamin C, N-acetylcysteine, hawthorn berry, celery juice, garlic, all of these act as natural calcium channel blockers. If we want to talk about an ACE inhibitor, garlic, seaweed, hawthorn berry, celery juice. Are we noticing a trend? They're almost all the same. Gelatin, omega-3 fatty acids, zinc, and pomegranate. Pomegranate juices and pomegranate extracts are naturally inhibiting the conversion of an enzyme that elevates blood pressure. So here we are, the Journal of Pharmacy and Therapeutics, hypertension, maybe it's time to replace drugs with nutrition. I'd like to say, let's replace drugs with finding the underlying root cause. If you have a nutrient deficiency because of an elevation in blood sugar, or because you have a gastric leak, a dysbiosis, or some sort of leaky gut, that could explain the connection to your high blood pressure more so than your genetics or your diet even. So again, if you're looking for a way out of high blood pressure, elevated cholesterol, arrhythmias, heart palpitations, etc., we're revealing the underlying root causes, and I'm inviting you to attend a holistic heart health summit that I am hosting online in the comfort of your home Saturday, July 8th at 10 a.m. It is a specific date and a specific time, so you do need to register, and I promise you one thing. You join me for this event, we're going to show you how to identify your root cause, steps you can take immediately to start implementing corrective therapies, and methods that you can use to reduce and or eliminate medications for blood pressure, cholesterol in as little as 90 days. If you're interested in that, text the word HEART plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. That's 704-906-2094. We'll get you direct access to the webinar. You'll get a free ebook called Heart Heal Thyself, which has all the information and all the nutrients and everything you need to do to start. And I promise you one thing, you can control this when you become your own doctor. Text the word HEART plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. We'll get you registered and we'll look forward to seeing you on the 8th at 10 a.m. Okay, so we know an elevation in blood sugar can cause blood pressure elevation. Did you know that lowered blood oxygen because of you breathing inappropriately is another major issue and a huge cause behind elevated blood pressure? When we're stressed out, our bodies result to short, shallow breathing, And that decreases oxygenation because we're not simply pulling enough oxygen, and it elevates carbon dioxide in your cell tissues, which makes you do this oxidative switch. So think of it like this. The more carbon dioxide in your cells, the less oxygen they can pull in. Now they become anaerobic. They're burning sugars, fats, and proteins for energy without the presence of oxygen. And what happens is there's a tremendous amount of metabolic waste. I want you to think of it as like when a car engine runs, right? It's producing heat and producing energy. The exhaust, of course, is toxic. Okay, so in a cell, when there's no oxygen, the exhaust is extremely toxic. And these metabolic wastes can build free radical damage, cellular debris, and they start to increase inflammation. And here's the key, guys. In this moment of oxidative switch, there is a hormone called angiotensinogen that gets converted to angiotensin. And that hormone, angiotensin, elevates blood pressure by constricting the vessels and making you retain sodium. So if you're in a state of oxidative switch, hormonally, you're driving yourself towards constriction and sodium retention. So how do we get out of an oxidative switch? Well, number one, we have to recognize it's almost always because of a diet high in carbohydrates and a body that's extremely low in oxygen because of a improper breathing pathway. So one, we need to learn how to breathe properly. And I know you're going to think this is like the silliest thing on the planet, but they've shown studies and research behind this. You can hook a blood pressure cuff to your arm. You can measure your blood pressure. You do this thing called a 4-4-6 breathing pattern. Real simple, guys. Inhale for 4 seconds. Hold for 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale for 6. 3, 4, 5, 6. As long as the exhale is longer than the hold in the inhale, what you're doing is you're forcing carbon dioxide out, you're inviting oxygen in, you hyperoxygenate the tissues, and if you combine that with a low carbohydrate, high fat, moderate protein diet, you can start to see blood pressure go down very, very quickly. And guess what? It also works with your cholesterol, because cholesterol is a fatty substance that we need for inflammation correction. So I know this is going to sound strange, but cholesterol is a repair mechanism. So if you have elevated cholesterol, before you start thinking like, I need to take a medication, lower my cholesterol because of a heart health risk, I want you to start thinking, wait a second, where is the inflammation in my body? Why am I hyperproducing cholesterol? It is a repair mechanism. It fixes inflammatory damage. Why do you think the cholesterol ends up in the arteries of the heart? Because the arteries themselves are already inflamed. What are they inflamed from? Because your blood sugars are usually uncontrolled. Well, Dr. Ernst, I don't have diabetes, so how can this be possible? I'm not talking about a diagnostic diabetic. I'm talking about people who have insulin spikes throughout the day, sugar spikes throughout the day. If you're not constantly monitoring or looking at your sugars on a weekly basis, you're never going to know if this is happening. And the sad reality today is a lot of people are pre-diabetic. A lot of people are already hypertensive. We're taking medications like crazy. We want a natural way out, but we go, I don't know what to do. How am I supposed to get through this? And your conventionally trained physician is not going to be able to solve this, because to them, it's a prescription answer. But to you, you have to become more educated in how your body works. Why do you think I'm hosting the masterclass on holistic heart health coming up in a couple weeks? If you're looking for the way out, I will take my Saturday morning and teach you 3 main causes, the tests that will identify them, okay? If you have elevations in toxicity, if you have a gut leak, if you have neurological interference, if you have this oxidative switch going on, we can find it on a simple blood test that is a functional exam, but I need to know if you want to know more about it. So if you have high blood pressure, cholesterol issues, palpitations, arrhythmias, you're listening to my voice right now, I highly encourage you, pick up your cell phone, open your texting app, type the word heart, send it to 704-906-2094. Again, 704-906-2094. Put the name and email in that text so we know who you are and we can connect with you. We'll get you registered for the event. And again, as a bonus, you get my heart health ebook. It's about 30-something pages long. It has the underlying causes. It has the tests. You can start learning about it. It has some early introduction diet steps and nutrients you can start using today to begin to lower your heart health risks. And when you join us for the event, we're going to show you specifically for you. This is what needs to be done. Here's the method of correction. And now you can become engaged and become your own doctor and clear it yourself. Again, text the word heart plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. Hey, when we come back from a commercial break that's coming up, a very interesting study, published, peer-reviewed, studied. I'm going to tell you this, guys. This technique I'm going to reveal to you can lower your blood pressure systolically, the top number, by up to 17 points and can lower your diastolic bottom number by 10 points. In fact, this technique I'm going to teach you is stronger than two drugs combined, and it's completely natural. 100% safe. There's no side effects. And if you do this, your blood pressure can drop drastically. I'm teasing you. Why? Because I want you to stick around during the commercial break and come back. And I'm going to share with you a simple, natural technique that, again, can lower your blood pressure 17 points systolic, 10 points diastolic, zero side effects, and it's available to you even here in the Charlotte area. Hey, it's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back in a moment. And take this opportunity right now to text the word heart plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. It's the Ask Dr. Ernst Holistic Heart Health Summit, Saturday, July 8th. It's right around the corner. We've already got about over 50 people registered. This was just off some commercials we ran. I promise you this event is going to be one for you. Heart plus your name and email, 704-906-2094. It's a free webinar. It's online. It's yours. And you just need to text the word heart with your name and email. Again, 704-906-2094. It's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. And if you're just joining us, it's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Hey, it's the show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems when you become your own doctor and identify the underlying root cause of your health issues, rather than just simply managing superficial symptoms. Our topic of today is blood pressure. It's an issue that affects a lot of Americans. In fact, it's been estimated that if you're over the age of 65, you have a roughly 90% chance that you might be taking a medication for managing high blood pressure. At the top of the hour, we discussed that it's not your genetics, it's not your diet per se. We have to talk about what you're eating. It's not even the types of salt that you consume that's causing this blood pressure issue. It's the fact that you may be in the throes of what's called an oxidative switch, where your metabolism has changed such that you are now converting a hormone called angiotensinogen into angiotensin, which makes the blood vessels constrict, makes the pressure go up, causes you to retain sodium, and thus the thought as to why salt causes high blood pressure. So in fact, it's an internal metabolic switch that's taking place. Why? There's been elevations in blood sugar spikes, even if you're not diabetic, which causes a cortisol spiking, inflammatory elevation, and leads to the oxidative switch taking place. We discussed that it's actually a decrease in oxygenation. Listen, so many Americans today don't know how to breathe properly. We're stressed out, so we do short, shallow, deep, or light breathing where we just inhale, exhale, and we're not getting a full respiratory, if there is such a word, breath of oxygen. The way you do this is by focusing on at least 4 seconds of a nice deep inhale with a 4-second hold with a 6-second exhale. And that's been shown in studies to increase your oxygenation, help to kick off excess carbon dioxide, and it can actually lower your blood pressure when you go into somewhat of a quiet meditative state to do this. We also discussed that there was an article published in 2014 in the Journal of Pharmacy and Therapeutics that hypertension, is it time to replace drugs with nutrition and nutraceuticals, and how they connected the dots between all of the main medications. So the calcium channel blockers, the angiotensin converting enzyme inhibitors, the ACE inhibitors, the diuretics, the beta blockers, with a list of nutrients that you can start using to replace potentially a medication and help your blood pressure to come down. So this is on our website, AskDrErnst.com, as is will it be on our Facebook Live and our YouTube streams when they complete. And I mentioned that we are hosting a Holistic Heart Health Summit Saturday, July 8th. So this is for you. Yes, you listening, okay? If you or someone you know is dealing with a heart health issue, high blood pressure, cholesterol, it could be a palpitation, arrhythmia. If you're looking for a way out of your heart health and you want to do it naturally, I'm going to show you the functional medicine and structural chiropractic answers to high blood pressure. Okay, there is research showing that if you can find the root cause, be it a nutrient deficiency, a toxicity, some sort of hormonal imbalance, a gut leak, or a neurological inflammation, and you remove it, your blood pressure can disappear. I've seen hundreds of patients kick their medications completely to the curb, 40, 50% reductions. In fact, we had a patient this week who told me they're 80% lower in their medications just after 8 weeks. Because what do? We're not treating symptoms. We're not chasing the blood pressure. We're looking to see what's causing it. And by solving that, you can get out of it. So if you'd like to join me for the event, it's Saturday, July 8th. It's 10 a.m. in the comfort of your home. It's a free webinar. All you have to do is text your name and your email with the word heart to 704-906-2094. My team will get you registered. And as a bonus, I'm giving away my Heart Heal Thyself ebook. It's a corrective step-by-step plan. It's going to show you what you can do right now to start lowering your blood pressure. It can even help with cholesterol. The ebook is yours free when you text the word heart and your name and email again to 704-906-2094. So I teased as the commercial break was coming up that we have now in studies a technique that can lower your blood pressure significantly. Systolic, that's the top number, guys. Okay, so 120 is the systolic number. By 17 points, diastolic, the bottom number, okay? 80 is what it should be. Okay, you can lower your diastolic by 10 points. So a near 17-point drop and a 10-point drop in blood pressure. And this was with no side effects, no medications. In fact, the study concluded that it's the equivalent of taking 2 medications. Would you like to know what it is? Here we go. Atlas Vertebra Realignment and the Achievement of Arterial Pressure. Look at this. Goal in hypertensive patients. They discovered that if you change the position of your first cervical vertebra, if you realign your spine and you take pressure off your atlas, then you can reduce your blood pressure at a higher rate than 2 medications combined. So I want you to just think about this for a second. There are nerves that exit the back of your neck. One primarily is called the vagus nerve. Your vagus nerve is a parasympathetic. I know these are kind of fancy terms and you guys might be going like, what does this mean, Dr. Ernst? Okay, parasympathetics slow things down. So think of it like this. It's the brake. Okay, so if you put pressure on a nerve that's supposed to slow things down, you're not slowing things down, so your blood pressure is going to elevate. The research shows vagal nerve compression can be a primary cause of hypertension simply because your brain can't send the slowing signal to your heart. So what did this study do? Well, they took 50 individuals who had stage 1 hypertension and said no medications, 8 weeks, no drugs, and we're going to line you up and do an adjustment to the first cervical vertebra. to reset the atlas and take the pressure off the spinal cord. At 8 weeks, there were differences in systolic pressure amongst this 50 group of people by 17-point reduction. Guys, that's huge. At 8 weeks, diastolic pressure was down by 10 points. They discovered, listen, word for word, no adverse effects were recorded. And the conclusion is the restoration of atlas alignment is associated with marked and sustained reduction in blood pressure, similar to that of a two-drug combination therapy. So one question I have for you is, have you ever connected the dots between it could be a neurological interference and your blood pressure? So if you're taking a blood pressure medication and you're sick and tired of doing it, or if your blood pressure has been going up and you've been working out and losing weight and dieting is still not going down, I want you to start thinking about a neurological connection. Let me just read a couple more to you just because I thought this is fascinating, right? Resolution of hypertension in a 72-year-old male following structural-based, subluxation-based chiropractic care. What does this mean? Okay, well, a subluxation is a misalignment of the spine where the bone moves and starts to put pressure to a nerve. Now, here's the interesting thing. You might think, oh, it's a pinched nerve. It's supposed to hurt. Maybe I should feel this. I would know, Dr. Ernst, I would know if I had a pinched nerve in my neck. Okay, but be careful. Parasympathetic nerves are not pain-based nerves. They're functional nerves. If you pinch a parasympathetic nerve, you're not going to feel it, but you have a decrease in the ability for things to slow down. Have you ever wondered why it's always high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high triglycerides? Everything's in an exaggerated, elevated state. If you damage your parasympathetic system by interfering with it with an alignment issue of your neck, you slow down the brake and everything goes up. I know it's going to sound strange, but listen, in the Annals of Vertebral Subluxation 2015, another one, 72-year-old completely resolved his blood pressure to the point where he was able to completely get off his medications. Here's another one, reduction of blood pressure in a patient receiving chiropractic care. It says stage 2 hypertensive patient who only received 18 treatments, 18 adjustments to the upper cervical vertebra, was able to see significant improvements in blood pressure and both systolic and diastolic. So yet again, 2017. Here's one that says resolution of hypertension following upper cervical vertebral subluxation release. A male patient who also had sciatica and wrist pain and hypertension was using medications lisinopril and simvastatin. Okay, what are these? Well, lisinopril is a blood pressure lowering medication. Simvastatin, statin, cholesterol lowering medication. So he had been treating his blood pressure with statins and blood pressure medications. It was found that during his exam, he had a subluxation within the upper cervical complex. Throughout the care received, the patient said his sciatic pain disappeared, his wrist pain disappeared, and after 16 treatments, the patient was no longer taking medication for hypertension and his blood pressure remained stable. I'm reading word for word from published case studies and peer-reviewed published articles on the effect of getting the right kind of chiropractic, a release to your vagus nerve to allow the joint to open, allow the nerve to be expressed, and the heart starts to perform normal function. The parasympathetics come back, slows things down, blood pressure starts to reset. Even cholesterol can reset. So if you're interested in learning more about this, I'm hosting an event, okay? It's the Holistic Heart Health Summit, Saturday, July 8th. It's at 10 a.m. in the morning, and you don't have to go anywhere. You just have to open your computer, click a link, we'll email to you, and then boom, I'm live in your house, and we're going to discuss how do you find out if you have this vagal nerve compression? What do you do to reset this? What do we deal with this oxidative switch I've been talking about? If you have elevations in certain hormones, that can cause your blood pressure to go up. And taking a medication is only superficially going to bandage the solution. If you'd like to join us, you get two things. The event is free, Saturday, July 8th. Simply text the word heart plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. I'll also send you my Heart Heal Thyself ebook, all the steps necessary for you to begin becoming your own cardiologist and solving your heart health issues now. Text the word heart plus your name and email to 704-906-2094 and we'll send it over to you. Now, I do want to talk about, just for a moment, diet and the connection between what you eat that you think is heart healthy and how it's actually damaging your heart. And one of the greatest fallacies of today is this concept of heart healthy whole grains. And I'm going to be honest with you, okay? Removing grains is one of the most important things you can do if you want to lower your blood pressure and have your heart sing praises of health to you. We have genetically modified, hybridized, and changed all of the grains that we have access to today, so much so that the starch and sugar content has gone up, and we've defiled these grains by the use of pesticides and drying agents and desiccants and chemicals that end up in your bowl. Okay, so when you look back to Paleolithic era and people that do like the paleo diets and things like this, cutting grains out reduces inflammation, and that reduces the cortisol response. Now, here we go. As cortisol levels come down, the oxidative switch stops. You no longer take angiotensinogen and push it into angiotensin. Angiotensin is a hormone that causes your vessels to constrict. And basic fluid physics, guys, if your vessels are constricting, they're getting smaller, blood pressure goes up. So could you take a medication to fight this? Maybe, and you might make the vessels forcibly open up, but there's still going to be that oxidative switch and the angiotensin elevation to constrict the vessel. So if we remove grains, we remove the inflammation, and we give your body a better fighting chance. Also, we discussed that carbohydrates like grains and sugar, corn and rice, they're all anti-nutrients, which rob your body of the essential nutrients you need. And with insulin spikes and cortisol spikes, it creates an inflammatory process that's actually been shown to harden your arteries and cause more issues. I want you to hear from a former president of the American College of Cardiology. Warning, the low-fat, high-carbohydrate diet may have played an unintended role in the current epidemics of obesity, cholesterol issues, type 2 diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol, heart disease, and metabolic syndromes. He goes on, this is Dr. Sylvan Lee Weinberg, to say that diet can no longer be defended by appealing the authorities of prestigious medical locations and organizations. We can no longer say that your diet is not causing the problem. Because if you're eating healthy foods that are pro-inflammatory, it's going to create blood pressure issues and even cholesterol problems. I'll give you an example. Okay, a 2009 study from the Harvard School of Public Health showed that vegetable oils, when consumed, increase atherosclerosis. Plant oils, guys, canola, corn, Wesson, soy, soybean oils. A study at the Sydney Diet Heart was done where the polyunsaturated fatty acids, this is again plant oils, canola, corn, soybean, Wesson, vegetable oils, increases the mortality rate due to heart health issues by 40%. The top scores against American diet is the refined carbohydrates, the vegetable oils, and the corn syrups that we use. In contrast, listen to this. The University of Connecticut did a study that found when you eat heart-healthy fats, real good heart-healthy fats, including eggs and things like ghee, kefir, coconut butter, avocados, olive oil, nuts and seeds, etc., you can reduce your cholesterol by 20%. You can reduce your blood pressure. But these are saturated fats. So here comes this conundrum. American healthcare system says avoid the saturated fats, go for more of the polyunsaturated, plant-based, healthy fats, and yet the studies show it increases atherosclerosis. Instead, if you go after the saturated fats that are healthy, you can lower your cholesterol and lower your blood pressure. Did you know that the meats you eat, because a lot of people say, well, you know, like I want heart health, so I'm going to become a vegetarian. I'm not going to eat red meats anymore. Not all meat is bad. The meat that is bad are the ones that are conventionally produced because they don't eat what they were originally designed to. I think you guys know factory farmed cattle and chickens and pigs and just factory farmed animals are pumped full of hormones and antibiotics, the inflammation and the toxicity from that is stored in their fats. So when you'd make a nutritious food unhealthy by altering it, and then you teach Americans, go eat this, this is what's creating the heart health epidemic we have today. If you eat an inflamed animal, you become inflamed. And conventional over-the-counter beef and chicken and fish and eggs and pork and stuff like this, if it's conventionally produced, corn-fed, antibiotic and or hormone-raised, it's going to increase your risks for disease simply because the fats in them are toxic. But if you do grass-fed, pasture-raised, wild-caught, all of these animal products are found to actually reduce your risks of longer-term complications. What about some nutrients and supplements we could use? Well, did you know that potassium and magnesium combined together have been shown to lower blood pressure equal to that of one medication? So listen to this. If you increase your potassium and magnesium intake while reducing sodium chloride, so it's white table salt, you can lower blood pressure as much as a single medication. Now, if you increase your potassium and your magnesium and you increase mineral-based salts, things like Himalayan salt, the pink salts, you can actually lower your blood pressure. Why? Well, potassium helps to lower blood pressure because it's a vasodilator. It's been estimated that Americans consume microscopic amounts of magnesium and potassium compared to our ancestors. It's estimated that in the Paleolithic diets of our ancestral era, we consumed on average 10,000 milligrams of magnesium and potassium daily, or potassium, sorry. We're now consuming on average only about 2,800 milligrams of potassium daily. So almost five times less. And we wonder why our blood pressure is going up. Magnesium has the ability to reduce blood pressure by vasodilating the vessels. It opens the vessels, so it decreases pressure. Nuts and seeds, spinach, beet greens, chocolate, right? Dark chocolates, raw dark chocolates are the best sources of magnesium. And it's been shown in conjunction with potassium, lowers your blood pressure higher than that of a single medication. Can we also do some supplementation? Yes. I have a whole list for you guys. A, it's in our ebook. B, it's available for you free online at the Ask Dr. Ernst website, askdrernst.com. And you can join us for the masterclass that I'm hosting Saturday. It's July 8th at 10 a.m. in the morning, completely free in the comfort of your home. It's an online webinar, and I'm going to teach you the top three interferences. We talked about the neurological, your atlas vagal nerve subluxation. We talked about the toxicities from chronic inflammation and what's called the oxidative switch. If your blood sugar is slightly elevated and your oxygen is low, you're going to convert a hormone called angiotensinogen into angiotensin and vessels constrict. And there is a way out of this. So join us for the event Saturday, July 8th at 10 a.m. Text the word HEART plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. That's 704-906-2094. Grab the free ebook. It's yours. Start implementing these techniques and these tips today. Inside here are the nutrients and the foods you can start consuming to lower your blood pressure, lower your cholesterol, help your heart health. And I look forward to seeing you next week as we dive into cholesterol, right? Everybody's vilified cholesterol, yet cholesterol is trying to heal you. And we want to show you how to nurture and nourish your cholesterol response so it goes down by itself because you've lowered the underlying root cause. Once again, the Ask Dr. Ernst Holistic Heart Health Summit is Saturday, July 8th at 10 a.m. Text the word HEART plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. That's 704-906-2094. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in today. I look forward to seeing you each and every week. Be blessed. Have a great day. Until then.